Hey Mama, it's Jocelyn here with Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood, and I am excited to share with you more tips for finding positivity during this season of life that can be really hard. I hope to give you some encouragement in finding positivity even when it's really difficult. Sometimes the physical symptoms and physical ailments that we feel during pregnancy can make it feel impossible to find positivity during this season. So, thanks for joining, and if you haven't already given this podcast a rating and review on iTunes, I highly recommend it, and I would really appreciate it, actually. That allows other pregnant women to find this podcast and allows my podcast to be put in front of more women if that is done. So thank you for doing that, and let's jump into the episode. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. My name is Jocelyn. I am currently pregnant with my fifth baby, sixth pregnancy, but I did have a miscarriage, and getting closer to having baby number five. I have really tried this pregnancy to implement my own teachings, to use my own mini course, and to try to get better at finding more positivity in pregnancy. And something surprising happened, and I actually want to make a different podcast out of that with a little bit more thought and almost write it down because it was pretty profound. But there was a moment I had the other day, and I feel to share the moment, but it will be expanded in a later podcast. Where I was just like, I'm like gonna miss this. And I don't think I've ever had that thought before in pregnancy. And I think that has a lot to do with the work I have done with my mind, with using the mindset tools that are included in my mini course for, they're made for that sick phase of pregnancy, but they have helped me throughout all of my pregnancy in utilizing those tools. In fact, just the other night, I was feeling really discouraged. And before I go into the discouragement, I'm going to tell you what those tools are. I did mention them last week in the episode, but the tools are gratitude, changing the negative to the positive, and pregnancy-specific affirmations. And how much those have helped me in this pregnancy to find more positivity. So I'll go to the moment of discouragement I had the other day. So there are tools, mindset tools within those tools that I go deeper into on this podcast and in that mini course. Nonetheless, those are the tools that I have been using to help me when I'm feeling discouraged. And the other day I was just feeling pretty down. I was feeling discouraged in one of the areas of my life, and I could almost feel the negativity. Do you know sometimes where you get stuck in those negativity traps and you can just feel it? I don't know if I'm just getting a little bit better at noticing it, but I could feel it at that time that I was almost getting stuck. And I knew I needed to shift. And one of the shifts that really helped me to get out of it was that I have the choice. I think sometimes, without intentionality, our thoughts go kind of crazy, especially when it comes to not feeling good, when it comes to feeling uncomfortable, when it comes to feeling discouraged in an area of your life. You just kind of unconsciously, those thoughts run a little rampant and wild, and they don't help us to find more positivity. With intentionality, though, there is an option. There is a choice, and you have that choice. In fact, we always have the choice. But when we're not used to that choice, when we're not used to realizing that we have that choice, it takes intentionality. So I stayed in this negativity for a while, and I was just kind of there. I was feeling bad for myself. I was feeling annoyed. I was feeling frustrated. And I sat there for a little bit until I realized, like, what am I doing? I have the choice to let these thoughts stay here and linger, or I have the choice to change them. So the area that I was discouraged in was libido, and I will probably go into it more in a different episode, but I always have felt the desire to meet my husband's needs, so I have done that. But it just has gotten uncomfortable and hard as my belly has grown bigger, and I was just feeling like it was going to be almost impossible to figure this out. It was going to be impossible to get over my own thoughts and to let myself be helped in ways that I know I need to help myself. And it just felt pretty bleak, like I wasn't going to be able to figure it out. And I even wrote this whole thing out that I couldn't do it. And that's when I realized that those thoughts were taking over my mind. They were plaguing me. There is probably an area in your life and in your pregnancy where those thoughts are overtaking your life and plaguing you. And it's kind of happening unconsciously. But consciously, I want you to start making different choices, to start thinking different thoughts. For that incident and for that evening, I was pretty discouraged. And sometimes we just have to feel that discouragement and then move on and say, I'm going to try harder next time. I've done what I could here, but that is my max. And I had reached my max, and I couldn't change I could change those thoughts in the moment, which is what I did, and decided that moving forward, I'm going to do better. Sometimes, though, you do have to feel it to heal it. So that's what I did. I allowed myself to feel some of that pain that this is hard. This is a hard moment for me. I am not finding success in the ways that I desire to find success. And I feel stuck. And so I just felt that anguish, that pain, that uncomfortable. And then I realized, you know what? I have the choice. And you have the choice to shift your thinking. Maybe what you were thinking was going to work for your sickness, for your pain, for whatever you're dealing with in pregnancy hasn't been working. Instead of getting stuck in negativity and feeling like I will never solve this, choose to find the thoughts that I will be able to figure this out. I am strong. I can move forward in this endeavor, and I can learn how to have my thoughts work for me. I can learn different things that do work and different things that don't work. I can take notes on the foods that I eat so that I can stay away from foods that trigger me and make me more sick, and find the foods that sit well with me and that I do okay with. I want you to find hope in that choice, and how freeing and liberating it is to realize that you get to pick these thoughts. Some of the initial ones are just going to come to you, like, pregnancy is so hard, I hate being sick. These initial thoughts will just come because that's kind of how you feel. It is up to you to intentionally shift those thoughts, to find new thoughts that are going to serve you, your pregnancy, your mind, and your family better than staying stuck in the thoughts that are keeping you held down, that are keeping you in negativity, and keeping you from finding light and enjoyment in this pregnancy. I know that this is not easy. In fact, this is probably one of the hardest times and seasons of your life to do this, but it's also one of the most important and one of the most vital times to do it, because it can help the most, and you can see the most miracles as you put in this effort to find and choose these different thoughts. If you don't even know where to start and you feel that you want to have more positive pregnancy, you want your thoughts to be better surrounding it, but it is really hard, I have my morning sickness mini course for mental health, which basically runs you through so many positive thoughts to help you. And they're not just positive thoughts, they're positive exercises. So that once you learn them, you can do these exercises by yourself without me prompting you. A lot of them are simple. But that course is made up of 42 different videos that can, or 46, sorry, 46 different videos that can help encourage you in these endeavors in finding positivity when it feels hard and when you don't know how to. It has made a big difference for me, especially during that morning sickness phase, which is what it is titled for. But like I say, it has helped me and those tools have helped me even after that sick phase. So if that interests you, it is always the top link, or usually the top link in the show notes, unless I mention another link, but today it is the top link in the show notes. I encourage you to check it out. And if you have questions, email me. My email is also found in the show notes. You are amazing, Mama, and you have the choice to keep thinking those negative thoughts or to try with some effort. It does take a little effort to find new positive thoughts. Don't get discouraged if you can't get to it every time. Even I can't get to it every time. I don't think anybody can. That's part of this life's work. But keep trying, keep choosing, and keep finding better. It does make a difference. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing, and thank you for implementing these things into your life. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you. In a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be, through taking small steps in thought and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.